I was on my way to a job interview, and I was always looking to the lake just, you know, for fish and stuff, and I spotted the gator.
Jamarcus Bullard says he took a good look at it and noticed something was in the gator's mouth.
I noticed it had a body in its mouth, like a lower torso, so once I saw that, I ran straight to the fire department and got them. They confirmed it was the body.
Bullard says seeing something like that is surreal and tragic.
I thought it was fake. It was my first time seeing a gator in real life as well, so I was just like, it was pretty cool, but like once I saw what it had, I was like, is that like a mannequin body? It looked like it was pale and white.
After alerting the fire department, dozens of Pinellas County Sheriff's deputies and FWC officers got to the scene. A huge response along 134th Street North off of Olmerton Road in Largo. Sky Fox overhead showing a large alligator on the ground. Investigators looking for answers. All of this in close proximity to a Head Start and a Boys and Girls Club.
All I keep thinking about is like all these little kids that go to school right behind me and they come this way every single day.
Others who live nearby say they've seen some small alligators in the area before, but nothing quite like this, and in a place where there are a lot of pedestrians.
I mean, that it could have been anybody, you know?
It's scary to think about, and Bullard says with gators around, he's not going to be doing much walking in his neighborhood anymore.
I'm going to get me a bike or start catching a bus to work, because, I mean, they don't have any gates or anything like that. They got small little, like, gates, but somebody dies.